Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
From Vanderpump Rules to motherhood and everywhere in between, it's time to catch up with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
To get into some shenanigans. How we doing?
I mean, that was the best intro ever. But do you want to explain to everybody real quick what's going on?
All right. So this week
Set
on
the scene.
Shenanigans, we have my wedding planners who are incredible.
Amazing.
Charlie and Shelby on the pod. I just wanted to start this with a little disclaimer that this episode was recorded a couple of months ago in the height of everything Scandoval. This is not a Scandoval recap podcast. There is much more to talk about in this world.
Like our amazing wedding.
Yeah.
Okay.
However,
so for everybody out there,
there's some
public service announcement. We do talk about Scandoval because guess what? It happened there. So I guess without further ado.
Well, I was going to give a little more.
I mean, just listen on. You got plenty to listen to.
I just wanted to say, for those who still want to hear some Scandoval, there's some tea on this episode. And for those who don't, it is only a small part of this episode. But Brock and I just wanted to hop on, do a little intro. I hope everyone has had a safe holiday week. We are in Palm Springs right now. We've got our friends Chanel, West Coast, and her boy Dom, and their baby Bowie.
And their little girl Bowie.
Hanging out with Lala and the fam. And you know what? We should get Chanel and Dom on the podcast soon.
I would love to talk to them about how they met. Also, like, their whole story.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
And just all things parenting. So coming up on Shenanigans next week, we've got my girl Dana Kathan. Now, for those true Vanderpump fans, you know this has been a long-awaited podcast since season 8. We have come so far in our friendship. I cannot wait to get into all things everything with her. And then following that, Denise Richards is going to be coming on soon.
No
way. We've got some fun ones.
Shut the front door.
Yeah. We've got some fun
ones
planned. So.
Oh my gosh.
Now, without further ado, enjoy this week's shenanigans.
Yeah. Enjoy our wedding.
Hello. Hello. Getting into some fun shenanigans today. We've got my hubby Brock on the co-host mic.
You guys miss me or what? How you doing, honey?
I know it's been a minute, but actually by the time this airs, you could have been on a couple times too. So anyway.
I still miss him.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go back to the fact that they still miss me. Thanks, guys.
Do they? But today, we have been planning this episode for like a year, ever since we started planning our wedding, with our amazing wedding planners, who I personally feel didn't get enough coverage on the show this season compared to my first wedding planner.
Well, that was
day of coordinator, which we're going to get into. But we've got my girl Shelby, my boy Charlie from Simply Classic Events in the house. How are we doing?
How's it going? It is amazing to be here. It has been a long time coming.
I know.
It's been a year.
So you were just saying today you're supposed to be at an awards show because you're nominated for an award, but you chose to come get into some shenanigans instead. When we could have done this a different time, so you could have accepted your award.
You know, sometimes things just happen for a reason, and this sounded like a lot more fun.
Well, it is fun.
Well, let's be real. If they're nominated, they should win it. Then they'll get sent to them. Like you winning your MTV awards.
I know. But except I wanted to go to the show. We just didn't have that option.
It's just so funny. You know, you're nominated. You're like, it's a whole thing. I should go. It just sounded like such a process. And this just sounded a lot more fun and easy to be to. But I'm very excited.
Yeah. Okay. And so what is the award exactly?
Best wedding planner in all of San Diego.
Oh, my gosh.
San Diego's finest. Well, right there, baby.
Definitely going to win that.
Yeah. And it's me against just one other.
Oh.
So it's me and another. There were a top four nominees, a ton others.
Well,
now,
quick numbers for everyone listening. So after our wedding, how many weddings have you planned and executed since then? How long ago did we get married?
You got married in August.
Perfect. Thank you.
Since August, we've probably done at least another 10 weddings.
Yeah, I'd say
a
dozen.
And booked. I don't know, girl. Thank you.
That's what I was going to say. Yes. So even though the wedding planning wasn't a massive storyline because there's so much other shit going on,
to say the least.
But have you had so many people reach out?
Oh my God. Yeah. It's insane. And you're right. We didn't get that much screen coverage, but I felt like there was so much other things going on behind the scenes that And the wedding, but the wedding went so smoothly that they were like, wait, there's no drama.
Exactly.
Well, that was with your old wedding planner, one before that. There was a reason that they.
So let's touch base on that then, honey. Explain the difference for you working with Simply Classic Events as opposed to shove her in a closet, get a day off.
I'm not that anymore.
Well, tell us the difference for you working with them.
So, well, the biggest difference, first of all, not just having someone awesome and someone awful, but the biggest difference was the person I had the first wedding was specifically a day of coordinator. She did not help a single thing with any of the planning, the flowers, the seating arrangement, like nothing did she help with.
Totally different.
She was supposed to be there that day to coordinate between myself and production and make sure everything just went smoothly and that it all ran accordingly, which it didn't for those of you who watched season 3. So this time around, we weren't even sure we were going to do a big wedding. You know, we did our papers, which we didn't tell anyone about, obviously, but we did our papers the year before the wedding. And we're like, look, if we decide to have a wedding, then we'll decide then. But I knew if we were going to have a wedding, we were going to need to have a wedding planner, someone who could also, you know, double as a travel agent, someone who has good taste, who can help my indecisive ass, because I don't know what kind of flowers I want. I don't know.
You really didn't. I was like, well, this is actually what your wedding's going to look like.
Yeah.
You know what? And yes, because I remember our first meeting. So was it Kelly that introduced us?
No, Monica.
Monica.
Monica's been on the podcast before. She did all of my acupuncture in San Diego.
She just
congrats
had a baby.
To her. She just had a baby. But that's how we met.
And I remember the first meeting. We went down to the bay. What's the point?
Where did draft.
We, the draft. Draft in the South Mission.
Oh yeah.
Sat down there, had a chat. We come in with like, you know, we're gonna go to Bali and we want to do this and we want to bring your family here.
These guys are sitting there just looking at us, going.
So that's not going to happen, and here's why. And then just kind of highlighted all of the problems, and they go, but they didn't just give us like a no. They kind of came in with solutions like, though, we could recommend A, B, C, D, and it kind of was awesome. And then when we left, I was like, honey, I just spent $200 on drinks. within. This is gonna be fun.
Cheers. I don't know.
Cheers. So, okay, how long have you guys been together, started your business? Like, yeah. I want to know a little bit about the background because you guys are now engaged, but you work together full time. So, any advice you have to other working couples who literally work together and just a little bit of your background and also who came up with the name?
Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. So, Shelby's had the business for over 12 years. So, she has known what she's been doing for a long time. I met her 5 years ago now. We met briefly through mutual friends. One of my best friends who I grew up with was dating her best friend who she grew up with. Mm. So they introduced us. We got together. But like the point...
It was like a one night stand and then we didn't talk for 2 years.
Well, where we were in our lives...
And the truth comes out. Yeah, I'm going to speed up the story here, Charlie.
You're really slow.
We fell in love with each other and it went like this.
What I was going to say is that maybe we weren't in the right headspace to like start a relationship.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so...
It was a root and boot.
But are we ever?
No, we're not. So it took about 2 more years after that. We're invited by the same friends to another holiday party.
New Year's.
And after that, we have been together every single day.
What was the conversation like when you first saw each other for the second time? Did you remember each other's names?
Oh, you know what it was? It was me asking my buddy, hey, is Shelby going to be there at this New Year's party?
And my friend was like, no, you're not allowed to bring someone. Oh, yeah. you're going to hang out with Charlie. And I was like, okay.
So,
nice.
Yeah, so now so we both showed up single and we left together.
Together, ever since.
And then that was 2020, the new year. And then COVID happened.
Oh my gosh.
So we got to know each other really well. I think a lot of relationships either failed miserably in that time or they became like solid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Either you're married or you broke up. Yeah. I don't think there was
totally. We much had a baby.
Yeah. The world ended and everyone was like, what are we doing?
I'm going to stick with this one. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Right. So what would you say are the most challenging parts about wedding planning in general, but also working together so closely with your life partner?
Well, go ahead.
Honestly, I would say like, having him not with me was a lot harder because we travel so much and I do so many like awesome things that are fun. Like it's my job is beautiful. It's fun. Mm-hmm. We throw parties for people in love.
Yeah.
Around the world.
So doing that alone is definitely not like ideal. You know, I could do it with my team or my girls, but having my partner there and celebrating all of that together makes it 1,000 times better.
Yeah.
Obviously, we bicker. You have your disagreements about little things.
What?
Who would say?
I know.
But he takes care of most of the travel. I do the planning. And so we've been able to like divide and conquer and make it a lot easier to where I don't deal with like all the 120 of your guests.
Yeah.
He does. And I get to handle you. Right? You know, it's so much more fun.
Okay. I love that. So were you a travel agent before you started this business?
No. So before this business, I was working in sales. Tech sales job, like standard out of college and marketing.
I was on the beach in Cancun and I was like, can you come meet me? Like, come on, all expenses paid, come out. And he was like, I can't get time off.
Yeah,
and I was
my
like,
boss well, you wouldn't quit. Give me the time off.
So quit. And you did.
And he did.
And I literally did, I think about a month later.
His parents were like, it's COVID. You just quit your job to go work with this girl that you just started dating. Like, what is going on? And now, obviously, they love me. So I'm not worried about that.
Obviously.
It was an easy transition. Like,
it
took a minute, but
you taught me a lot because you obviously had been an entrepreneur for 12 years.
Yeah, I started Simply Classic 12 years ago now. Okay. I came up with a name. I wanted something simple and classic and timeless.
Straight to the point.
And guess what? It was like, bleh. Just kind of came out.
It's perfect.
And Simply Classic was born.
So it was really cool to be with someone who like brought that out of me. Mm-hmm. You know? Like I always kind of felt like I had that in me, but had never had, you know, being 9 to 5 with the boss who has control of every weekend and every minute you have free time.
For
it
sure.
It like, was totally different. So once Shelby and I started working together, we're super creative now. Everything we do is like building off each other.
Yeah.
And like we built our business or like adding on to her business that she started, added the travel agency. She hadn't been doing that forever.
Yeah.
Started doing like now we do videography and we're just like a full encompassing wedding planning like company.
Let me say, other than the Vanderpump Rules footage, which they're not able to just give me because, the network owns it. Mm-hmm. my videographer's camera in Mexico, they had to acclimate between indoor and outdoor because of all of the humidity. And when I got my footage back, I did not have a single clear clip of me walking down the aisle. And I'm in tears and I'm just like, oh my God, like the one shot I want with my dad walking down the aisle is like, Charlie had a camera. That was the clip that I got and put in my vlog. So I was so thankful that you also tripled as a videographer and I was able to get that moment.
That shot, like walking around you.
Yeah.
That was a great shot.
I want to see, I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to ask if somehow Bravo can do a little wedding package for us. Please, if you're listening, Bravo. If not, I'm going to send you a DM.
Reach out to myself. It could be its own episode, like on top of the.
Listen, I'll pay for the production of it, the editing of it, and just give me the rights to just the wedding aspect. That's it.
Yeah.
There'll be no need for conversation, just the walk-in and the vows. That's all I need to get together.
Just all the video that they had because they were already so acclimated outside.
I know.
They didn't have that fog barrier.
Well, lessons learned. I got a question for you guys. What's the best location you guys have filmed at, or the top five? Because you guys have a variety of great locations.
Ooh, I love Italy. I love Turks and Caicos. Those would be like my top two, probably.
Nice.
Obviously, Mexico's our hub. Yeah. We live there. Yeah. We go there all the time.
It's a great hub also for like families that want to have that vacation without going to Rome or Turks and Caicos. And
we moved to Mexico the same weekend as you guys' wedding. I don't know if you guys know
that. Yeah, I knew
you
that.
You guys moved to the island,
yeah,
right?
Cozumel.
Yeah, so we moved to Cozumel Island, which is about 50 miles away from Cancun where you got married.
Uh-huh.
And we've been there literally since we showed up with our bags on the same flight you guys were on.
Yeah.
Except we, you know, checked out of closed our apartment down and have a storage unit with like a few bags, but took everything else with us. And
that's so awesome.
That's where we've been living ever since your guys' wedding.
How is it? How's it living there?
I'm never coming back.
It's paradise.
Yeah.
We need to go visit.
You do.
I'm down.
Yeah. You're always welcome. You know, you're always welcome.
Yeah.
We're ready for you to
come. I would love
back.
That. All right, y'all, now that we're in the thick of summer, and trust me, I know because I am currently in the desert sweating, you might be looking for some wholesome, convenient meals to support sunny, active days. I know I am, and trust me, when I don't want to leave my house because it is so hot, it is so nice to just go to my fridge and have meals ready to go. I don't have to go out in this heat and go to the grocery store. I don't have to cook, cut, chop, do any of that because I have my Factor Meals, which is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit that can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Not only are you going to save time, but you're going to eat well and stay on track reaching your goals. So, are you ready to feel your best while making the most out of your summer adventures? Look, stick to your wellness goals with premium ready-to-eat meals featuring high-quality ingredients such as broccolini, leeks, and asparagus. Y'all can treat yourself to over 34 weekly restaurant-quality options. Like, let me tell you, they have this bruschetta shrimp risotto. I also recently had a vegetarian tomato risotto. I had a chicken piccata with capers and broccoli. They've got a green goddess chicken and a grilled steakhouse filet mignon all ready in just 2 minutes. So if you need that extra boost to support your wellness goals this summer, you can also try protein plus meals with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. So many delicious flavor pack options on the menu each week to fit a variety of lifestyles. With Factor, y'all can rest assured you are also making a sustainable choice. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for their production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in all of their meals. So this July, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door and, like I said, ready in just 2 minutes with no prep, no mess. You can head to factor75.com/teamariana50 and use code teamariana50 to get 50% off. That's code teamariana50 at factor75.com/teamariana50 to get 50% off. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about the show this season with the wedding. I want to know, because now that the scandal is out there. I have heard from so many people who were at the wedding, from my cousin who married us, his wife, to my wedding dress designers, to so many guests and so many people who saw things that seemed weird from an outside perspective but didn't speak up. So I would like to know if there is
anything
that you noticed.
I did.
Because obviously they were both late. That's one
thing. So late. 3 hours late.
I know.
So go over that timeline for me and everybody else wasn't paying attention.
So no one was there in the morning.
The morning of the wedding.
It's get ready time. All the girls have a schedule for hair and makeup. They're supposed to be there. And this girl's just nowhere to be seen. And I went and knocked on her room. So I have everyone's room numbers. So I went and I checked. I looked at the pool. I'm like, where the...
Whose room?
Rachel.
Rachel. Okay. Like, where the hell are you going to be?
Yeah.
We've just replaced her head in the photos with Lala's.
Oh my God,
Why does it fit better?
I know. It should have been her... I know.
But well, we were working through something. Okay.
Yeah, we weren't there yet. At the time, Rachel was a fit, but... Like James also should have been in the wedding, you know, but you had Schwartz in and it should have, whatever.
Mr. Lemon Armpits over there, you know, it's fine.
Anywho, so morning of our wedding, Tom Sandoval and Rachel are missing for a solid 3 hours. Some people spotted them together in a cabana at the pool. Some people spotted them making out by the elevator closest to the bridal suite. I want to know what you witnessed.
So the only thing I witnessed was them not being around. I knew she wasn't in her room. They weren't by the pool. But I felt like when we were getting to that close of an hour, they weren't going to like be in a place where everyone could be seen. Because production
was also... Shelby has a schedule for them to stick to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And production was also running around like...
Yeah,
everywhere.
That's
like,
what I mean. Like, I didn't see them making out an elevator. Like, that's the stupidest thing.
Right?
They
like, how dumb
stupid.
Can you be?
They are stupid. They were dancing together at the Abbey. He slapped her ass in front of cameras behind mine and Ariana's back. They are stupid, honey.
Yeah,
get with the program.
Yeah, he's really... neither of them are smart. Let's put it that
way. Clearly.
We're not that stupid.
Yeah, we're not that dumb. But I didn't see them out. I'm not going to like say that. But she was late 3 hours for that. When it came to like time for her to be ready, she was so disheveled and then uncomfortable. Ariana was just like honestly kind of annoyed by Tom during the weekend just because he's Tom. I don't think there's much.
Yeah.
More. He's a worm with a mustache. It's only so much you can refer to with that. But like... It was, I feel like, a sequence of events. The weirdest thing for me is when I was ending the night and I needed Rachel to get her stuff out of the bridal suite, I couldn't find her and Tom was nowhere to be seen either.
Mm-hmm.
And I waited for 45 minutes and had to call her 3 times to come get her shit, that stupid BS bag, out of the bridal suite.
I remember that. I
was stuck there, like just like waiting and waiting and like forever. And I still have no idea or no answers. But that for me was the weirdest because she came back with Tom and they walked down back into the bridal suite and walked in with Tom. And that was at the time, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're both in the wedding. They're best friends. You know,
it didn't even throw anything. Yeah. Ariana was with you. Everyone was going out to after party. We were all going back to your suite.
No,
like
really,
a normal.
No one assumed.
Yeah, it was a really, I don't know, like you saw all of that, like now thinking back on it, it was really intense and a really like bold fucking move on their part.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like that is like a whole different situation.
Mm-hmm. Oof. What would you say working, have you ever done a wedding where it's been filmed for like a television show like this?
Not like a Bravo show.
Okay.
No, I would have to say not. We've done like NFL stars or different things and they have like very big film crews or even like an Indian wedding, but it's not being produced
right.
And it's not being publicly aired, you know?
Yeah.
So this is a whole different type of production. You're not just dealing with a videography team and a cinematographer or anything.
Yeah.
You're like... You have a lot going.
They doubled the count of the people at the hotel, the production team.
Yeah, your production team.
Totally. What would you say was the most challenging thing with working with a production while also trying to do your job?
Making sure that production didn't get in the way of your real photos.
Yeah.
And I didn't, I wasn't going to let that happen for this wedding because it took over your last wedding and ruined like the intimacy for your like private moment. And I just didn't want to see that happen again.
This wedding was about you and not production.
Well, yeah, we didn't even know if they were filming it until a few weeks before, you know? So it was like, we're getting married for us. We're doing this regardless. If cameras are there, awesome. The world gets to witness this as well. But I just planned on me and the vlog and my videographer. And it was like, that was the plan. And then, everything changed.
Everything changed. But listen, it was for the best. That weekend was the happiest weekend I've had of my life.
That's awesome.
That makes me so happy.
That makes us so happy as like what we do for like, a living. Yeah. You know?
Everyone asks like what my, like what is your happy moment? What's your why? Is seeing you, your mom and dad, like literally those moments, your aunt, like Auntie D, that's my family now. I love her. like your mom going through her journey. Like, I don't know. I've stayed in touch with everyone. And like, it's a beautiful thing to be a part of your biggest moments and being able to like truly become like family with everyone that we work with. So I think that's like the real why, like why and reason why I've like love it so much and why we do what we do.
Was
you know?
There any insider trading here? Was there any like shit moments or uh-oh moments throughout the wedding?
No, honestly, it's more just like, actually, yeah, it was this week last year we were getting engaged and we had to lock down your room block.
Yeah, we were in Italy.
Yeah.
It was the last week that your room block had to be booked.
You guys all saw the room block. The money, oh gosh.
Oh yeah, we had to, you know, take all that money from your friends and guests and
we were just trying to be in Italy and, you know, get engaged.
You were just going
to
engage. I'm like, okay, yeah, let's deal with this conversation.
I was like, Tom, I don't know what to tell you. He was
didn't book a room in the room block. And we're like,
I was like, Schwartz, you need to cancel and call me back, like little things. Or
there were so many people where I'm like, you just book through Shelby.
Or
here's
Jamie.
Her number. Like, here's her email. It's very easy. And there were so many people who booked outside of the room block who wanted to save a little money on the first deposit. So they booked through this and then
it got canceled.
That didn't work out so well.
And that's one thing I actually wanted to touch on. So if anyone's wondering like how a hotel gets sold out and then rooms get opened up again, say there are 5 weddings. All those 5 brides have a room block.
Yep.
They get a date that they're able to release unused rooms.
Correct.
So at that point, all rooms might be sold out. But in 2 weeks, when they are able to release rooms, they can open back up. And that was the situation we were in. Mm-hmm. But we keep all of our clients obviously aware of what's going on. I'm not going to just say, oh, give it a week.
Well,
book now.
Like, you know, we got to make sure that we're ahead of the game. Because what if they were to fill? And, you know, then you really are shit out of luck.
Yeah,
so
totally.
It was like that kind of situation. Plus we had production that then came in and booked half the hotel.
They had like 40 rooms that they held until like 30 days before the wedding.
Well, and it was legitimately sold out. This whole Katie, the room, that was not a storyline. That was not for funsies.
There's no point to lie.
It was
just bitter. Bitter and immature of us to be like, oh, cool. If you want to come then, fine. Yeah, you're right. You can keep your room, but you can stay over there.
I mean, honestly, though, I'm just going to say she should have just offered up her room at that point.
Well,
it could have been changed.
We all agreed
it was
upon
an
that.
Easy thing. Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is. Everyone's happy now, so that's all that matters.
But then that was at the same timeline as like, oh, well, there's not enough rooms. And all of a sudden there were rooms. It was because production held them until the last minute.
Uh-huh.
Then they released them. And then all of a sudden there's a huge inventory of more rooms when we had told people they were sold out.
Oh, wow. Well,
and so it didn't really make us look good, but we're like, you know. Like
I think everybody understood that like there was another aspect to that where it was like, you know, she's coming and she wants to put her foot down and that happened.
Yeah. Okay, I have an important question for you. Brock asked me this on the way here. Were you also behind him not cutting his hair for the wedding?
Remember when I had a conversation? I was like, I'm going to get my hair cut. No.
Yeah.
Well, just saying.
And now I'm like, you could have looked this good.
Damn.
You like this better?
Well, we said you were going to cut it and it was going to be donated. And I was here for it.
Correct.
As long as it was for a cause.
Yeah.
We had a cause behind it.
We
remember?
Didn't have a cause. It was the wigs for kids.
There you go.
Yeah. See,
cool.
That's a good one.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that we got a chop.
But you definitely, I very much
We're gonna Photoshop all of my photos with this new face. If we do it for Rachel, we can do it for Morgan.
He's got this. Yeah.
Well, look, I also learned from my first wedding. At the time, had kind of similar to this, but longer. I had very blonde ombre hair. Wow. And after I got all of my photos, I was just like, that's what my wedding photos look like for the rest of my life. I'm a brunette. Like at heart, I'm a brunette. I like to go lighter for fun, maybe once a decade.
Literally.
But I always wished that I had just my natural dark hair in the photos. And all of these photos, it's exactly what I ever wanted. And I'm like, what if Brock cuts off all of his hair and he looks weird and then he hates his wedding photos for the rest of his life? Because I hope we're going to be together for the rest of our lives, you know, but
you'd never seen him with short hair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I like, honestly, all of your looks were simply classic. Like, you had a very timeless, clean, beautiful, just makeup was perfect, hair was perfect. It all had a time and a place.
Yeah.
You know? It fit perfectly with your theme.
No, I loved it. What are some of the worst bride or groomzilla moments? And what would you say is the biggest thing that couples fight over while wedding planning?
This one's fun. Bridezilla moment. I had one bride. I won't name any names, but literally she was so mean, like mean, just mean person. All of her vendors didn't like her or her family. Two vendors just didn't show up to the wedding because they were like, we're not going to get disrespected by your mother anymore.
Oh.
And then I left her wedding the night of to go to your wedding.
She's like, I'm getting on a red eye.
Gosh. I'm getting on a red eye. I have to be on the line. Bye.
I did my job. I did it.
And I left my team. I made Brittany stay there till 2 a.m.
Oh, my God.
And then she came to your wedding
She came to your wedding as well. Yeah, I was done. But there's certain people like you're hiring a planner to do what they do. I mean, if I was coming to, you know, you and trying to become a reality star, learn how to be in front of a camera, I wouldn't try and critique you act like I know what I'm doing, you know?
Yeah.
And everything that I would recommend or say, she like would have something to say or have something to change. And I understand wanting things your way.
Right.
But like at some time you got to follow a timeline.
Mm-hmm.
She ended up having to pay like 4 hours longer for her wedding day because she didn't show up because she thought she was going to be a bridal influencer and was making TikToks all day. So she was like over an hour
late. Which is a thing,
apparently. I do wish we did a transition TikTok. I will say that. That is one thing that the next day I was like, no, I saw the cutest to that one, that sound. I saw the cutest one of all of the bridesmaids. They were all in their robes and then the bibbidi bobbidi and they jumped and then they were all in their dresses. I was like, missed opportunity.
Well, to be honest, it would have been a missed opportunity because Rachel wasn't there in time to do that
need to be in the TikTok. It would have been better if she wasn't in the TikTok.
Actually, it would have I
wouldn't have to Photoshop the videos.
Any crazy moments from a wedding you guys have worked where like someone just gotten up and be like, you can't marry him, I'm in love with her.
The word, but I had an uncle blackout prior to the ceremony.
Perfect.
Oh,
and he was the officiant.
Oh. Yeah, he wasn't just the uncle. He was the guy marrying them. Yeah.
The main attraction.
Oh my gosh.
So that's when I'm now officiate. I can officiate weddings because I was like, there is literally no one here.
No way. So you got to step in and do the wedding?
Yeah, and I got officiated online in like 20
seconds before
and then
the wedding.
Was like, my assistant's going to get you down the aisle. You're going to come to me and I'm gonna get you married.
Uncle Bob had too much to drink.
His actual name is Robert, so it's really funny.
Bob's your uncle.
And yeah, that was a San Diego wedding, and he was from like Washington or something. They were here on vacation, and he just went.
Wow.
It went down real fast. I think it was like a couple shots of bourbon pre-ceremony, and he must have like had a few beers getting ready, and all of a sudden he was not walking. Like I was like,
it sounded like my groomsmen coming back from freaking Coco Bungo's two nights in a row.
So that was one thing we wanted to ask you about too. What were Because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I was a very chill bride.
So chill.
I think I was bride chill.
You were actually so chill. Yeah. Everyone's like, was Sheena crazy?
No, like, I'm like...
No, she just said, okay. Plan my wedding and I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, I said, just tell me where to sign. I'll give you my Amex.
She's like, here's like,
you can do this by August, right? Like, yes.
Give
okay,
me the
let's
wedding.
Fucking go.
I want this by this. And then whatever you got to give me... None of that. I want it for this.
I don't know what kind of flowers I want. I'm not a flower person. I have said this so many times. I always appreciate them. I will say I appreciate when I receive flowers. It's the thought that counts. But then I'm like, cool, what do I do with them? Now I have to worry about my cats eating them. And it's just, it's a whole thing.
Well,
I'm not a flower person. So I'm like, Shelby
was very creative with that as well. She was like, okay, well, to help with like the budget, let's reuse these flowers instead of leaving them there for and we can put them on the table. So very creative.
Yes.
But hit them with
we repurposed all of the flowers from the aisle and the arch to the reception. But I want to know, because I was bride chilla, what was the most challenging part of our wedding with like wrangling his groomsmen, wedding guests? Like, what was the
most annoying part?
Part
was dealing with Rachel trying to change who she was walking down the aisle
with. Oh my
with.
God, that. Production was not happy with that either. Because then it's like,
I wasn't either.
Storyline changing back. It's like, be consistent.
And also, we weren't filming, finally went to sit down. I hadn't eaten in 2 days, not exaggerating. I had gone from a wedding a wedding traveling. I hadn't eaten. You guys had me like take a shot, a margarita. I was so like already. I finally sat down and I had like a glass and a half of wine that I'm not going to lie. I like down because I was like, I'm free. And then production comes and I was like, nope, we're miking you up. And I was like, oh God, I'm buzzed. Like I shouldn't be doing this right now. I should eat. And then she was trying to change everything. We were in the dark. It was like.
She was with Joey. Then she wanted to walk with Schwartz. Then she goes, no, I don't like the way Schwartz walks. So I want to walk with Joey. And it was just like.
Know, I really. I'm dying to see that footage. Like, I will beg Patrick to show me because I remember when I was like, it's not that hard to walk, so you just need to get it together.
Yeah.
And I yelled at her. And like, I was like, I really hope that's the only thing that's on air.
Well, isn't that like what she's the best at? Is like walking down in a straight line? Like,
I mean,
or supposedly.
We've also realized like you could just name yourself whatever you want when you want to become a pageant.
That's
and then,
true.
You know?
All right.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
She did not win Miss California, so maybe it was the walk.
Maybe it was the walk, but I think that was one of like our biggest. The other was just honestly getting guests to, it was a quick turnaround. Usually our timelines for planning a wedding, a destination wedding, are like a year and a half to a year.
We had 3 months.
We did yours in 3 months while we were getting engaged in Italy.
We weren't going to put that on hold.
Yeah, it was like our lives aren't pausing, but also... this is important. So we got a lot to do. But like, I think that was the biggest thing. It was making sure and stressing to your guest the importance of booking within the room block and just like understanding the timeline. Because you did have 3 days, 4 days almost of events. You know, it wasn't just show up for a wedding and do this. We had a full timeline. So I feel like obviously the hours that go into planning and everything quadruple when you have 4 events versus one event. So it was really, I think the hardest challenge was just like explaining to everyone in a short amount of time, because usually they have a year to comprehend. And putting this and being like,
well,
you have a
like,
month.
Yeah, I'll get an Airbnb down the road or something. Well, there's nothing for 10 miles. Like,
and 10 and miles in Mexico is a lot different because
you can't
don't
just
have
get a,
Uber.
Yeah, right. You can get a cab at any time. Yeah. Like, it's a lot more work. So that's why it's such a good idea to have a destination wedding at a resort. Where
all
everyone's
all inclusive
with a travel
everyone's
agent.
Together.
I wouldn't mind like going back in like a couple of years, maybe without the kids, doing like the dreams or like going from dreams
to
secrets.
Secret.
And then like the adult only resort. And we just run it back and make it like a fun thing with everyone came to the wedding. We're going to run it back and
little
have some fun.
Reunion.
Definitely do a vow renewal or something.
We'll do it like every 3 years, maybe.
Yeah, there you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. I know they'll have you guys back. Without a doubt.
Yo,
Israel's
that,
already waiting.
That resort was the staff, the people, the effort, all of it was amazing.
I had someone, just a random person, come up to me. I don't know if I was at the airport. I've been traveling so much. So somewhere within the last week where I was. And she came up to me and she was like, hi. She was like, introduces herself. And she was, so one of my friends wants to plan a wedding at Dreams, but she wants to know, like, is it really worth it? Or did you just act like that for the show? I was like, no, 100%. Like, this place was perfect. Family friendly. It was just the best place on the beach. All of the activities. I said the staff, everyone there was so amazing. And not just because we're on a TV show. I genuinely believe that's how they treat all of their guests. And I watched them in interviews with other people. Like when we were doing the food tasting, there was another couple. I'm like, you want to get married here? Do it, do it.
Do it.
Wait, and then even after the wedding, when I would see people there, I'm like, do it, do it.
Yeah. I got a question. Did you guys remember that couple that crashed our after party wedding?
Oh,
did
they
end up getting married?
They hit us up. They're not getting married until next year. So they're still on the roster.
I loved it. So these two people come into the cave for our after party, which you guys unfortunately didn't get to see. It was so epic.
Question.
We didn't get that.
All the cool stuff.
Well,
was booped.
That was rad.
Because, to be honest, like, that's why I kind of want Barbara to give us like a little highlight of the wedding, because there
is
was
that
so
be
much
like the, after
like the
show?
Drums and the fire.
I was wondering, maybe it has something to do with the production limitations with like dark lighting or something.
No, it had nothing to do with that.
Really,
it was just we're going to cut the story shorter because we've got other stuff going on.
And now we realize like, oh yeah, they got all the important stuff.
Yeah,
there was nothing important that happened at the after party.
Because
I think
it was drama.
Because it was fun.
Exactly. It was
Your
just fun.
It
was
just
drama
a good time.
Free.
But I do think there was something, I don't know if it was on Peacock or a never before seen. People told me they saw something somewhere. So I do think there was a little bit of that shown somewhere.
I'm like, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe it was just my
maybe
Patreon
vlog.
I
think you're a vlog. I also, someone was like, I saw you. They timestamped you at 3:30. It's just you and Charlie carrying your shoes, walking out of their room.
I'm
like, that was my on air time.
That's so funny.
Actually, when we look at the whole wedding.
And staring at a skylight.
Yeah.
When we look at the whole wedding, it was like,
you
over like
great.
That.
Yeah.
It was over like that.
It was so quick. And it was a longer episode, too.
Yeah, they gave you guys like an hour and a half, and it still was like
that.
Done.
Yeah. The actual wedding was like that, and we had so much more fun. Like, did they even show out like Lyft?
No.
Yes. I think you briefly saw it.
Anyway, guys, it was amazing. If anyone needs wedding planning, how do they get a hold of you?
It's Simply Classic Events. Honestly, you can send us a DM, go to our website, www.simply-classic-events.com, or like I said, find us on Instagram at Simply Classic Events.
And then if somebody were to look at hiring a wedding planner, what are some questions they should ask themselves? What are they looking in a wedding planner? And why should they work with you guys? Because honestly, you guys did the job, but what would your advice be to someone planning a wedding? What's important for them to understand going into this?
I think the biggest thing is make sure you're working with someone that is niching in what you're wanting. So if you're looking for a destination wedding, don't hire your local wedding planner from Iowa. Work with a planner that specializes in destination weddings and is a travel agent, because we're able to do both. Mm-hmm. And it's a much smoother process when everything is through one company and you're not having to circle back and see, you know, who's in contact with the resort or who has what rooms, any of these things. Another thing would be budget. Make sure you know what you want to spend and work with a planner that's going to be able to stick with that.
Yeah.
No matter what you want. No matter what you want. We're going to get you what you want. We're going to give you all the things, but, you know, work within the budget. And I think that was one thing that we were able to, like, give for you guys.
Definitely.
And, the most aspects.
No, totally. You guys were amazing. You made this entire wedding planning process, the wedding itself, the trip, everything so seamless, so fun. I highly recommend booking these two. If you guys are watching, if you guys are listening, definitely. This was just, it was the move. And it would not have been so easy without you guys. So,
well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm here for your next vow renewal. We're never doing this again, but we're just going to redo it. Like,
right?
10 times.
Yeah. Redo with the bodies.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an event planner. So, any event in the next rest of your
birthdays,
life.
You
we
know,
do have
here.
Summer's birthday party planners already locked in.
But
I met
the cutest.
Them.
Like, those are like, they have all the balloons and the bounce house.
Yeah.
I don't got that. I'm ready when she's like 16 and we're taking her on vacation.
Yeah, when she wants to go to Mexico.
Yeah, I'm over adult summers. daughter's birthday.
Yes. Love that. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for being here, flying in, driving up, and all of the things. I have been waiting to do this episode for so long, and I'm glad we finally got into some shenanigans.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, this is fun.
Thank you guys all for listening, for watching. If you are watching on YouTube, or if you're just listening, go watch on YouTube and click the subscribe button, because 80% of you watching my videos are not subscribed.
Subscribe,
so.
You jeep. It's free. Subscribe.
Rude. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
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 Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
'Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.